Well, that's what that'd be mush.
That'd be mush.
Yeah.
How about anything? Did you ever fry any kind of cornbread instead of baking it? Was there ever anything?
Yeah.
Oh, honey, I do that all the time in my orange skillet. It's the best bread you ever tasted.
Like,
yeah.
But you still call it cornbread?
Yeah.
Just the same,
just
fried
the cornbread, just fried or thrown in the oven, it'd be baked, you see. Mm-hmm.
Oh, now something that people would make, it's kind of a sweet thing, and it'd be fried with a hole in the middle.
Donuts.
Well, donuts, yeah. I guess.
How about, though, if you make up a batter and you fry like three or four for breakfast at a time, you fry like
a sausage?
Well, when you make up a batter and you do round things,
a pancake. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, hot cakes, people call it sausage, you see. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the inside part of the egg?
The yolk.
Uh-huh. The yolk. Another white, you know, that's what you... That makes the meringue, you know, when you put on a pie. Uh-huh.
Well, that's what you'd use for that.
Yeah.
What color would the yolk be?
Yellow. Yeah, it's really dark. Well, the eggs we get now, you know, they feed them land mash, and they're not yellow. And I don't like it. I like the yellow yolks better.
Yeah.
What you make, especially a coconut pie or custard.
Run out and we fed them corn and eat dry, so the yolks would be real yellow.
They will.
If you cooked eggs, shell and all, in hot water, what would you call them?
Boiled eggs.
How about if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water?
I mean, like poached eggs.
Yeah, that'd be a poached egg.
Uh-huh. Now, we were talking about cooking greens and things like in a dinner pot. If they were to put some kind of meat in there with them, what would they put?
Bacon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Or dry salt, or hog jaw that people used to buy that, you see. Yeah.
Some kind of fat meat they'd want to use. Mm-hmm.
Somebody be some kind of fat
meat. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, now if you slaughtered a hog, what would you call the meat between the ham and the shoulder when they're slaughtered?
We call it middlin.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or the sides, we didn't call them middling meat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you'd put down to make bacon out of.
That's what you put down to make the bacon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, salt that down to make bacon.
Now, on that bacon, what would you call that crusty part on the egg?
That's the skin. It'd be the skin on that. The hams, you know, when you just block them up, and then you cut off that lean and fat with it, and that's what you make sausage out of.
Well, that's what you make.
Yeah.
Now, a man that makes his living by, cutting up meat would be called a...
Butcher, I guess.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My brother's a butcher at Gurdon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're packing house. Them. They make everything.
Well, his boys even now. He died.
Uh-huh.
He had some boys, and they're butchers.
If you had some meat and you had kept it too long, it started smelling bad, you'd say the meat is done. What?
Boiled. Yeah, I'd dump it out.
Uh-huh. You'd say it's gotten...
Yeah.
Spoiled.
Yes, spoiled.
Now you were talking about making this mincemeat and everything. Now you said you use the meat from the head.
Mm-hmm.
Well, was there anything else they'd make with the meat from the head?
Yeah, what's it called? Head cheese.
Uh-huh.
Well, it tastes kind of like sausage. It's real good. That's just the scraps, you know, that comes where you cut up the meat and the bony pieces.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes if you want it even more lean, you'd put in a piece of backbone or two with it, or then you'd grind it on the mill and put your sage and pepper and salt in it. Then you can slice it, see, just like you would bologna when it gets cold.
Oh, you can.
Oh, yeah, it's delicious. With pepper sauce on it or mustard.
Huh, I never had
it. It's real good. I used to make it all the time when we had hogs.
Uh-huh.